Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll discuss the topic of the advisor's role in working with a growing class of client, the six-figure laborer. You're going to get an interesting perspective on the show today. I think you're going to like it. I am a financial advisor, and I enjoy a wonderful career working with all sorts of clients, helping them navigate through financial planning and the sometimes treacherous waters of the investment landscape. I live and work in the South Texas area, and we are experiencing quite a boom with all of the oil industry business that's been going on with the Eagle Ford Shale, you know, fracking and all that. The recent activity has seen a growing segment of what we call the six-figure laborer. This is the skilled labor that is abundant in this field and finds people such as a 24-year-old with a 2-year degree in welding from a technical college who earns up to $140,000 a year. This kind of pay isn't common for welders, but this particular guy takes advantage of his status of being young and single. He can work up to 70 hours a week, much of that being overtime. Many skilled laborers make a good living, especially early, but they typically don't have the same sort of projection on the increase of income over time. It is easy for young people in the trades to get caught up in the amount of money they can make in the near term. This makes it very important to open the discussion early about budgeting to make sure they have enough to cover current expenses as well as provide for their future pension or retirement needs. It might be very easy for this 24-year-old to hear one of his 60-year-old peers talking about their pension and think that it will be the same for him in 25 years or so. Laborers usually leave the workforce earlier than expected if their line of work is especially physical, and this can affect their financial planning picture. Early retirement due to health issues can also greatly affect their Social Security benefits and that of their spouses, too. There's a strong likelihood that today's apprentice tradespeople will end up being tomorrow's business owners. These clients know how to put as much money away as they can in 401k plans because they know they can't work forever. Having a conservative saving habit is going to be their best strategy to ensure a favorable retirement outcome. These people probably spend a great amount of time among similar workers and less time among the executive class, so their words and comments travel far among the skill group, bringing more attention to the situations that they have in common. They need to feel as though there are people working for them and bringing effective solutions to their problems, not just those of the bosses. It's going to be incumbent upon me, the advisor, to begin these discussions with skilled laborers and conduct the teaching needed to get them as far along the path to securing their retirement planning as possible. These people want to feel like someone cares to walk them through how these retirement plans work. It is my duty to treat these clients with the respect they deserve, as they very well may be the multi-million-dollar client that so many advisors envision having in their firm. Some of you listening to this podcast might happen to know someone who is in the skilled trades and might want to take up the matter with us directly, get some of their questions addressed. Please make the referral to us. These are important matters, and whether they affect you directly or someone you know, seek out the professionals that can help you on your way. That's it for now. I'll close here, and I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit us at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact our office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you grow and protect your wealth.